WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you conquer life's inevitable challenges. You know, I was walking through the park earlier, just enjoying the sunshine, and it hit me the world seems more chaotic than ever. From work deadlines to social media pressure, we're bombarded with stresses 24/7. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, constantly chasing after something that never quite feels within reach? Well, today, we're tackling a crucial question. How do we find peace amidst all this chaos? How do we cultivate inner tranquility when the world outside is spinning faster than a top? The good news is, there are proven strategies, stoic principles, to be precise, that can help us navigate these turbulent times and discover lasting peace. Firstly, remember that you have control over your reactions. You can't always control external events, but you can choose how you respond to them. Think of it like this. Imagine a hot stove. You wouldn't put your hand on it out of curiosity, right? External events are kind of like that. They might burn if we react impulsively. But by practicing mindfulness and self-awareness, we can create distance between ourselves and those reactions, allowing us to respond calmly and thoughtfully instead of reacting blindly. Secondly, focus on what's within your control. It's easy to get bogged down in things we can't influence, like the weather, other people's opinions, or traffic jams. Instead, channel your energy into things you can control. Your attitude, your actions, and your thoughts. Want a less stressful commute? Maybe try listening to an uplifting podcast or audiobook instead of getting caught up in the frustration of being stuck in traffic. Thirdly, practice gratitude. It's easy to get swept up in what we lack, but taking time to appreciate the good things in our lives, big and small, can shift our perspective dramatically. Start a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to savor a delicious meal or a sunny day. You'd be surprised how much a simple shift in focus can impact your overall sense of well-being. Fourthly, embrace the present moment. We tend to get caught up in either worrying about the future or dwelling on the past. But true peace comes from being fully present in this moment, appreciating its simplicity and beauty. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations around you, and immerse yourself in the experience of right now. This practice can help calm your mind, reduce anxiety, and bring a sense of grounding to your day. Finally, remember that setbacks are inevitable. Life is a journey with its share of ups and downs. When challenges arise, view them as opportunities for growth rather than sources of despair. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this situation to become stronger and more resilient? By adopting this mindset, we can transform adversity into fuel for personal development. You know, I was talking to my friend Sarah the other day. She's a single mom juggling work, kids, and everything in between. She confessed that she feels constantly overwhelmed by stress. But then she mentioned something really powerful. She started practicing short meditation sessions every morning before her day even began. She said it helped her center herself, gain clarity, and approach the challenges ahead with more calm and focus. It's amazing how small changes can make a big difference. Remember, peace isn't a destination, it's a practice. It takes conscious effort and consistent application of these principles. But trust me, the journey is worth it. By cultivating inner tranquility, you not only improve your own well-being, but also set a positive example for those around you. So today, let's commit to making peace a priority in our lives. Choose one stoic principle that resonates with you and put it into practice starting right now. Whether it's practicing gratitude, focusing on what you can control, or simply taking a few deep breaths, every small step counts. Keep that fortitude strong, folks. And don't forget to subscribe to Fortitude First so you never miss an episode packed with daily wisdom for your journey. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.